Editorial note. Since the battle in space played a decisive part in what was to follow, and Kane doesn't bother to mention it at all, another short extract from Tin Crows's account of the campaign seems to be called for at this point. He is somewhat imprecise on the details, as one might expect from a civilian, but he covers the main points well enough. From Sablist in Skitterfall, A Brief History of the Chaos Incursion, by Dagblatt Tincrozer, 957, M41.
As the enemy fleet continued to make its way towards Edumbria, it fragmented, splitting into three groups, no doubt in an attempt to evade the gallant defenders. Two of these seemed relatively unthreatening, consisting, as they did, of lightly armed vessels, while the third contained the majority of the transports and their escorting warships.
Three each of the armed merchantmen were so casually dispatched by the Falchions in the earlier engagement. The two infidel-class vessels mentioned by Kasmides, a Desolator-class battleship, and between 5 and 8 transport ships. The records are a little hazy on this point, due to the high volume of legitimate merchant shipping in the system at the time.
Having shown their mettle in the first engagement, and being the only vessels in a position to intercept them before they made orbit, the Escapade and the Virago were each given the task of harrying one of the smaller flotillas. This they did successfully enough, although neither was able to prevent all of their intended victims from reaching the planet. The Escapade fared the better of the two, managing to destroy all but one of its targets and suffering minimal damage in the process, while the Virago destroyed one completely. Unfortunately, in so doing, it was caught in a crossfire by the remaining pair, doing sufficient damage to its engines that it soon fell behind, unable to continue the engagement. The main body of the enemy fleet continued to drift inwards towards Edumbria, daring the remainder of the Imperial Navy forces to intercept it, but they refused to rise to the bait. The Indestructible remained in orbit above Skitterfall, where it was joined by the squadron of destroyers which had until then been patrolling the inner shipping lanes.
A squadron of 3 Cobras, the Gallant, Impetuous, and Spiteful.
So it was that 3 vessels of the enemy advanced guard were able to enter orbit and deploy the troops they carried, the first to pollute the soil of our beloved homeworld. One, at least, was to regret its temerity, however, as the hotly pursuing Escapade caught and overwhelmed it almost immediately, sending it plunging to a fiery doom in the upper atmosphere. This would be scant comfort to the gallant defenders, however, as for the first time, combat was joined on the surface. And, as before, the Valhallans were to find themselves in the forefront of the battle.